You may be seated. 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7 tell us, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest." Church here tonight, let's pray. God, we look to you right now, Lord God, that you would touch in a mighty way, Lord. God, we look to you right now, Lord, that you would touch here tonight, Lord God. Touch this message, anoint me, Lord God. Touch your people here tonight, Lord God, that they would hear your word here tonight, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, in the Old Testament, we read that poor people and debtors were often paid their debts by selling themselves or their children. God ordered the rich people and the creditors not to take advantage of these people during their time of extreme need. We can read about in Deuteronomy 15, 1 to 8. Let's read Deuteronomy 15 and 7. If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in thy land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from the poor brother. Back in the Old Testament, if a man's debt is unpaid at his death, the creditor may have seized the debtor's property and children. Man, I'm so glad that it's not happening now. Praise God. That would be an awful thing. You know, in the story of 2 Kings, this woman creditor was not acting in the spirit of God's law. If we read in Leviticus 25, 39, and 40, "And if thy brother that dwell by thee by waxing poor and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant, but as hired servant and as a sojourner, he shall be with thee and shall serve thee unto the year of Jubilee." It states that if a creditor could not pay his debt, he was obligated to serve his creditor as a hired servant until the year of Jubilee. So here we have a widow whose husband was a prophet. He had died leaving his widow and two children liable for debts that had incurred. She was facing a desperate situation. Her husband had died. She had no source of income. She couldn't pay her bills. She lived in a fear of the creditors. She had already lost her husband, and now she faced the possibility of losing her two sons as slaves in payment of the debt. You know, in her desperation, she cried out to Elisha, the prophet, for help. Gave her instructions what she should do to in order to get her debt canceled. She did as the prophet instructed her to do, and because she acted on the word of the Lord spoken through the prophet of God, God supernaturally met her need. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that in famine, he will redeem you. You will not be afraid of destruction when it comes. You will laugh at destruction or famine when it comes. Job 5:20-22 is, in famine, he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the powers of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scorns of the tongue. Neither shall thou be afraid of destruction when it comes. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth. There is a miracle in your house. There is a miracle of debt cancellation in your house. What do you have in your house? Will you act on God's prophetic word and experience God here tonight? Supernatural provision and prosperity. Don't even let past failures hold you back from future successes, like some people have allowed. Past failures and mistakes can be good teachers. Don't let your past determine your future. There may be supernatural equipment in your house. Like the woman, is there something in your house or heart that you haven't given to God yet? Give God something to multiply to meet your need. If what you have can't meet your need, then it is not your harvest. It is your seed. Sow it. Trust God with it. What do you have to give the Lord to multiply, to meet your need? Get over your past mistakes and failures. Step out by faith and step, act in obedience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, to the word of the Lord. The psalmist said, Psalms 37:25, I have been young and now am old. And I haven't seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. And I tell you what, I haven't begging for bread, because God has always put something on the table. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I read in Philippians, the Bible says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ. So if you're in need, come to God here tonight. Let him fix it. You see that you can't fix it, so let him fix it. Hallelujah. How much can you receive depends on how much you can believe. You got to believe. You know, there's a lot of people out there believe in a lot of stuff. And I don't believe in that stuff out there. I used to. Well, since I came to Christ, I believe in only Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Your harvest is according to your seed. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. There is a miracle in your house. There is a miracle in your house. There is a miracle seed in your house. Take the limits off God. Take the limits off God. I get tired of people who put a limit on God. God can do anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I read in John 6, the disciples were putting limits on God's resolution. Now, what kind of mess is that? They sometimes doubt it. I ain't doubting God. John 6 and 9 said, there is a lad here which had 5 barley of loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? They doubted that Jesus could feed the multitude, but he did. With more left over. That was a miracle. Praise God. Don't hinder the blessings of God in your life. Get ready for God's abundance. God's abundance is coming to your house. You have to act on the prophetic word of God. You have to. I read in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. Listen to me, men of Judea and all inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God and you will be secure. Believe in his prophets and everything will come to prosperity. Don't be intimidated. I don't even like the word. Be motivated. Now, I like that word. Be motivated. Look at your possibilities. Consider the possibilities you have. Trust God and stay in his word. There's a miracle in the house. Even if you don't realize it, God expects it. You know, we continually did expect what happened in our family with our son-in-law. Our youngest daughter is married to a minister, Lance Davis. And they live in Kingston, North Carolina. In January, Lance preached a sermon titled, "This is What You Need." It was about instructing God gave to Moses after he had led the children of Israel out of Egypt. As a side note, he mentioned Saul being knocked off his horse on the way to Damascus and how he had to figure out what God wanted him to do. God was with Lance on a bridge in Sanford, North Carolina. He was headed home from work on a 2-lane highway on this bridge. The bridge had been cemented 1 week early. It used to be a metal railing. Lance saw a red truck crossing the center line, coming toward him. He blew his horn repeatedly to no avail. If you would, show the red truck. Hallelujah. He slammed on his brakes just before the truck hit him. His car crashed into the railing. He may have gone over the bridge if those railings had not been cemented. 1 week early, they had been cemented because of many previous accidents in that area. Lance heard metal crushing and went into shock, but was still conscious. This There is a miracle in the house. Show Lance, show the car there, please. The passenger from the truck rushed over to check on him. By the way, the driver of the truck had fallen asleep, and his passenger was on the cell phone. Saints, I want to tell you, young people, get off of those cell phones. If you're driving, put that cell phone down. Put it down. I mean, they can wait. If they can't wait, they'll call you later. Praise God. Lance managed to tell his wife name and number. The police and ambulance arrived. The fire department was called because of the placement of the car. The car was arched to the fire truck to prevent it from falling into the water. After stabilizing the car, they had to pry the door open with a tool called the Jaws of Life. The Jaws of Life is a tool they use to pry open vehicles when a victim may be trapped inside. The car was leaning, so when they were able to pry it open, Lance fell into the first responder's hand. He was immediately airlifted to Venant Hospital. The passenger in the other car was able to contact his daughter, Melinda, and he was able to track his phone to the accident site and find out where they have taken him from the police officer at the site. Lance's femur bone was broken in two places in his left leg. And in his right hand, his right foot, a mild concussion, six hairline rib fractures, and some severe bruising. But he's alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's a miracle in the house. He had surgery after waiting 6 hours and a metal rod put in his leg. His blood level was 7.1, and it should have been at least 16. They tried to give him a transfusion, but he had a reaction. Again, he could have died. Hallelujah. But he was able to quickly contact the staff and was retreated from it. There was a miracle in the house. You know, and God has continued to be with him. He was able to witness to a friend, several people in the hospital. He was in the hospital for 19 days and now has rehab twice a week. He is using a walker and a wheelchair now. He was able to go to the junior youth camp and to pray with one of their sons. Show the fourth picture, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Church, we serve a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. God, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord God. We believe in you, Lord God, for miracles, signs, and wonders, Lord God. We know that you're doing the work, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to tell you tonight from my heart, trust God. Trust God and stay in his word. His word will help you look at things that seems impossible in a different light. And there are miracles in the house. There are miracles in the house tonight. There are miracles God has for his church. He shall fulfill the vision he has for our church. I believe with all my heart, this house will be full. It will be full. Yes, Lord. I just almost imagined that having balconies, you know, just people all around. Praise God. It might not be here because of city, but it'll be somewhere that we will have a bigger church. Praise God. I believe it. I believe it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I ask you tonight to come and let's pray here tonight. Thank you, Lord.